I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial. This is a special week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, as our spiritual teacher, Mark Middlestead, and myself will be taking over the podcast all week long. I'm very, very excited to do this. Every time me and Mark get a chance to, get more time on the podcast, something awesome always comes out of it. So I'm very excited for this week. And for the topic of this week's conversation and our takeover, the topic is perfect imperfection. In today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, I'm going to be discussing no excuses, just start. But before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more instantly. If you guys have any questions at all, email me, david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. And I'll make sure to take care of any questions or concerns you may have. Simply go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links below. We hope to see you guys in the community very soon. Now, let's get started with today's episode. Perfection is something that so many strive for, but yet it's something that so little understand. So, what is perfection anyway? Well, the definition of perfection is having all of the required desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics, or as good as it can possibly be. It seems pretty simple on paper, but is perfection that simple in real-world application? From my experience, perfection is one of the biggest reasons why people don't actually get anything done. The reason for that is they use perfection as the starting point for all of their excuses. But why do people make these excuses in the first place? The short answer is fear. If you listen to the podcast long enough, you would have heard Bill and I talk about the fear of failure and the fear of success. We mention it many, many, many times. This is the reason why people make excuses. The fear of failure makes sense to a lot of people listening. You don't want to embarrass yourself by another failed attempt at starting something. You're scared that when things start, they won't go exactly how you planned it. You're scared of what people will think if it's not absolutely perfect the moment you put it out. So people make excuses and give themselves a reason for why they haven't started something. But the fear of success doesn't sound like it should make much sense at all. People are actually afraid of doing something and it becoming successful. Well, the truth is, people are just as afraid of success as they are failure. What happens if it goes too well and you didn't anticipate the success? What happens if the success changes too much of your life? How do you keep all of this success? Nobody thinks of that. Was this all luck? Do I even deserve this success? And what will people think if I lose the success? Because we all know you can't just gain success and maintain it without putting in the work. This is what keeps people locked down and keeps them from starting. Everything needs to be perfect, absolutely perfect. We know the definition of success. What does perfection really look like in the real world? To me, perfection means to understand and love the imperfections that come along with trying to be perfect. I want to be clear. There is nothing wrong with trying to do your best and making something to the best of your abilities. I do this all the time. Anytime I try to put out something for the website, the community, social media, the podcast, everything. I try to do it to the best of my abilities and what I can do, but I understand that things may not always turn out that way. The part that people miss is that they don't try. Perfection is enjoying that process and learning from the mistakes. Creating perfection is to constantly adapt, change, and overcome obstacles. But you can never learn what you need to change unless you try, unless you start. With all that being said, what's really stopping you? What is keeping you from making a change in your life or creating something amazing for the whole world to see? People, human beings, are literally the best example I could think of when I think of perfect imperfection. We adapt, we change, and we overcome by nature. As human beings, we are wired for this expansion. This comes natural. So, we are perfection because our imperfections is what makes us who we are. And these imperfections is what allowed us to be where we are today as a whole. Once you stop making excuses and you start trying, that's when you will understand what real perfection is. Not just some textbook definition. That is when you overcome these fears. But this isn't an overnight thing or overnight process for everyone. For some, this may take a little work, and I would say for most. So what can we do to eliminate excuses? Here are my four top ways to stop making excuses and start trying. The first one that I have is stop trying to be perfect and just start. So many people try to make things absolutely perfect when they start that they end up missing the point of starting. When you're looking for perfection, you need feedback, you need input from others, you need things like that. You have to put it out in the world. You will never know how it's going to do unless you do it. People do this with their diets all the time. I'm going to wait for the right time. I'm going to wait until, you know, spring. I'm going to wait till summer. I'm going to wait till whatever it is. Till the kids are out the house. Whatever it is. People are waiting for perfect times, opportunities, and making things absolutely perfect that they never try and they just never start. This is the people that say, I'm working on a podcast for the last 5 years. It's almost ready. It's not quite perfect. Well, I would have loved to hear it. But over the last 5 years, if Bill and I were to wait for things to be absolutely perfect, we'd probably be on episode one still. And that is the honest truth. After that, we've put out over 1,200 episodes, and every single episode has some type of imperfection. It's what makes us, and it's what makes us enjoy this. We learn so much from doing this every single day, and we adapt, we change, and we constantly upgrade and evolve from it. If you listen to, you know, Bill and I's episodes now together, and you listen to the first one, it's kind of a hard thing to listen to because there are so many imperfections, but that's why we put it out. We want to find out what we needed to fix, change, and, you know, create what is now today's podcast. So stop trying to be perfect and just start. Number two, stop trying to copy other people and comparing yourselves. Just because someone else did it a certain way does not mean you have to do it the same way. Just because your success takes a little slower than someone else does not mean you failed. Just because whatever you tried, whether it's a diet, whether it's a podcast, whether it's YouTube, no matter what it is, just because that doesn't work out for you doesn't mean that you shouldn't adjust and change. Stop comparing your situation and the outcomes that you're expecting, and the key word is expecting, to other people. Because if you keep doing that, you'll never be able to find what is your perfection. You're going to constantly chase someone else's, and that is missing the whole point of the process. The whole point is to enjoy your perfection, to enjoy your imperfections, to kind of become a master at learning what to change and what to overcome. If you do this over and over and over. Eventually, you're going to nail down a awesome product, an awesome version of yourself, whatever the case may be, because you have learned to what you had to learn what to change in order to get to that point. Without doing that, you're just copying other footsteps and you're going to miss a lot on your journey that was supposed to be there for you, but you never tried because you're copying someone else. Number three, very important, everybody who is attending the higher goal setting classes, the three is set goals. And you have to set the right goals. You have to be very clear. You have to understand what the goals mean, how to do it, the actions that need to be taken, the mindset that needs to be there, the intention that has to be behind it. Really, really understand how to set goals properly, and it will make a world of a difference when trying to start something versus just making excuses from it. For those in the community, that goal setting class is absolutely key. If you can master that, you will definitely stop making excuses and work and grind on to that starting point with you continually trying. Set proper goals. It's so important. And number four, don't be afraid to make mistakes and fail. This is what keeps so many people down, and that's why they want things to be so perfect. But understand, even if you put something out that you believe is absolutely perfect, you can and most likely will make mistakes. Just because you made a mistake or something doesn't go the way you intended it to does not mean you failed. If you do not quit and you just adapt, change, and overcome, you didn't fail. You are learning how to create perfection from those imperfections. Everyone's going to make mistakes. My favorite quote that I say all the time is, everyone makes mistakes, I just want to make less. And as you put something out and as you work on creating this perfection that we're talking about, you will make less and less mistakes. Will you ever stop making mistakes? Absolutely not. Learn to get comfortable with that fact. And when you can do that, and you can learn that all things that didn't work aren't failures, that as long as you didn't quit, that is not a failure, you will constantly try at everything you do. You will constantly work to get better at it, and you will eventually create that perfect imperfection. So let me go ahead and recap and wrap this up, and we will get started with our Monday. The first thing is, stop trying to be perfect and just start. Number two, stop copying other people and comparing yourself. Number three, very important, set proper goals. And number four, don't be afraid to make mistakes and fail. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet, and you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.